Offside. Iranski študentski upor. V Iranu se po enomesečnem zatišju od sobote nadaljuje protesti proti ajatoli Aliju Hameneju. Policija in milica Basič, veja islamske revolucionarne garde, sta včeraj vdrli v univerzitetne kampuse in se spopadli s protestniki. Prvi študentski protesti so se začeli v prestolnici Teheran, na Politehniški univerzi in Univerzi Šahid Beheshti ter na univerzah v mestih Shiraz in Mashhad, odkuder so se razširili na druge univerze po državi. Študentje so vzklikali gesla proti trenutni oblasti, kot je smrt diktatorju, izražali nasprotovanje iranskemu vodenju tako imenovane osi odpora, vsaj del protestnikov pa je zahteval tudi vrnitev monarhije. Gre za obnovitev protestov proti vladi Islamske republike dober mesec potem, ko so jih represivni organi nasilno zatrli. Zakaj so se študentje znova odločili za protest, pojasni nekdani iranski študentski aktivist, ki ta čas živi v Pragi, Arjan Monfarandik.
This protest is continuation of the previous protest that is going on for the last 3 months in Iran. The recent student movement is because of they shut down the universities a month ago and they prolonged the exam period so the students should stay home and keep silent. But the moment they were had the chance to go out to the university, they decided to take care campuses and fight back the regime. The reason is that the students are part of the society and Iran lost over 40,000 people in the protests recently. So this protest is moving to a full-scale revolution and students are part of the revolution. You can also see that in their chants, what they are saying, they are clearly saying that they don't want this regime. They want the alternative and they want to be free as soon as possible. They want to commemorate their fellow students who lost their lives brutally. They are not happy with the regime, with the situation, and they want to be free as soon as possible.
Prvi val protivladnih protestov v Iranu se zaradi inflacije konec decembra sprožili mali trgovci, kmalu pa so se jim pridružile še druge skupine. Sredi januarja so oblasti proteste nasilno zatrle. Po uradnih podatkih urada iranskega predsednika so represivni organi ubili okoli 3000 protestnikov. Tiskovna agencija organizacija Aktivisti za človekove pravice v Iranu, krajše Hrana, ki deluje v Združenih državah, pa trdi, da je bilo ubitih protestnikov vsaj dvakrat toliko. Kot pojasnjuje sogovornik, je razlog, da so se protesti ponovno obudili prav na univerzah, to, da je po zatrtju protestov januarja obseg represivnih ukrepov na kampusih manjši kot zunaj njih.
Because the universities has been always in last 47 years of Islamic regime in Iran being the base for protests and revolution against the regime. I was part of them myself 7-8 years ago. My friends are still there, so the students have been always doing this, but this time right now is very heated because everywhere else in the society is under heavy military pressure and heavy like censorship, and everyone is frightened to go out in the streets after being killed more than 40,000. So people in the universities are enjoying their companions and like other people that they can to have a little bit safer protest within the campuses. The security forces are not mass murdering in the campuses, but that doesn't mean that they're not going to kill people. Like 2 days ago, they killed one student already in the campus. And also students are more active because there are a lot of young people in the same place at the same time and they are chanting the same thing.
Proteste so podprli nekateri sindikati in levičarske organizacije. Po mnenju profesorja zgodovine in mednarodnih odnosov na Univerzi v Milanu, Giuseppeja Aconce, gre tako za splošno gibanje proti politični oblasti, zato protestov ne moremo opredeliti samo kot študentskih.
We mentioned the student protest and the mobilization in the dormitories and in the campuses. This is quite the common feature of all the mobilizations that are taking place in Iraq since the end of the last century. So 1999, there were first demonstrations in dormitories in the Dashkent, Tehran, and in the University of Tehran. And always when there have been waves of protest, the dormitories and the campuses have been center of mobilizations. Let's remember the protest of 2003 when there were the reformists in power, even if they didn't reach so much goals of the reformist agenda, as well as in 2011 when there were protests in support of the Arab Spring, as well as in 2009 when there was the protest against the second election of Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, as well as in 2018, 2019, 2020, for example, when Qassem Soleimani was killed in Baghdad, there were protests in front of Dashkent, Tehran. In 2022, during the mobilization of the Women Life Freedom Movement, the protest was not only in campuses, but as well in high schools, with a strong presence of young students that were taking part in mobilization. So this means that the student movement is part of the general movement, so has the support that comes from the workers, from the trade unions, from leftist groups, that in Iran have been very strong in the past and now are strongly criticized as well. And again, there are different strands in this protest. There are the ones who support the reform within the system, so supporting reformist politicians. Some of them have been arrested and released in recent weeks. Some of them are still in house arrest, like Mousavi and Karoubi. And others that are in more general term against completely the system of the Islamic Republic itself.
Na spletu so se pojavili posnetki in fotografije študentov, kako zažigajo zastave Islamske republike in mahajo z monarhistično zastavo. Protestirali so tudi proti zunanji politiki Islamske republike z geslom Ne Gaza, ne Libanon, življenje za Iran. Protestniki med drugim uporabljajo kurdsko-feministično geslo Ženske življenje svoboda. Gre za geslo zadnjih večjih protestov v Iranu, ki so potekali leta 2022 po smrti 22-letnice kurdskega rodu Mahse Amini. Amini je iranska moralna policija aretirala, ker ni nosila hidžaba, nato pa je umrla, domnevno zaradi nasilnega ravnanja moralne policije. Kako se trenutni protesti primerjajo z decembrskimi in januarskimi, pojasni aktivist.
I don't think it's very different because they are chanting the basically same things in the universities. Like if you're looking at them, they are chanting for free Iran. They are saying down with dictator. Most of them are actually calling for Crown Prince Reza Pahlavi as well. So if you look at the chants, it's the same thing, continuation of what was happening in the streets. So they are just taking the same torch and making it on fire again in the campuses. Also, they are trying to fight back the repression on the universities because they fired many professors, many students, and many students have been killed in within those 40,000 people. Most of them were young people, so possibly students. So now they are having this little chance to protest within the campuses. But this is a very dangerous movement because the moment you leave the campus, you are not safe anymore. Even within the campus, they have to support each other because they can face like persecution and even execution.
Med razlogi protesta so tudi ekonomska neperspektivnost študentov v državi, ki je v veliki meri posledica ameriških sankcij in zahteve po več pravicah žensk, predvsem glede svobode oblačenja, pojasnjuje Akonča.
There is a strong variety of demands. I would start from the grassroots level, so from the demands that come from those who have been affected by the embargo, by the economic sanctions. So basically students that feel that they will never have a good position, a good job, a long-term work, and this means that they cannot achieve to buy a house, to buy a car. And this is strongly shared by many Iranian students in decades, this sense of impossibility to have a stable, long-life career, for example. So many of the students protest for this, with increasing prices of all goods and facilities. Let's remember that as well there are strong fight within the elites of those who are part of the oil sector and those who are excluded from the oil sector. So this is quite clearly that as well among the youth there is this discontent that is related to economic and social grievances. Of course, out of that there are political demands that in general terms rely to the idea that Iran should be much more close to the West than how it is nowadays. And all this idea of fighting against modernization that is has been exploited by the religious elite is put in question by the protesters themselves. And they already achieved much. Let's remember that one of the slogans on women like freedom movement was the end of the compulsory hijab. This has been largely achieved, especially in urban areas where girls do not wear compulsory hijab and they are not arrested, even if another demand from the protesters is a law that officially admits the possibility for women to have a free choice on their way of dressing.
Hkrati s protesti potekajo pogajanja med Združenimi državami in Iranom glede iranskega jedrskega programa in ameriških groženj z napadom. No, okrog pogovorov se začne jutri. Ameriški predsednik Donald Trump je dal Iranu na voljo 15 dni, da sprejme dogovor, sicer bo ameriška vojska imperialistično posredovala. Ameriška stran od Irana v zameno za nenapadanje zahteva ustavitev bogatenja urana za 3 leta, omejitev bogatenja urana na 1,5% po izteku tega obdobja in odvoz vsega urana, ki je bil že obogaten prek te omejitve v neutralno državo. Iran bi se moral po ameriških zahtevah tudi zavezati, da ne bo prvi uporabljal raket. Iranska stran ameriške zahteve glede raket zavrača. Ameriška vojska ima trenutno na Bližnjem vzhodu razporejeno bojno skupino okrog letalonosilke Abraham Lincoln, ki bi lahko sodelovala v napadu na Iran. Na poti v regijo je tudi druga bojna skupina okrog letalonosilke Gerald Ford. V Izraelu je ameriška vojska včeraj namestila dodatnih 12 bojnih letal. Več možnih ameriških ciljev, kar zadeva spremembe oblasti v Iranu, opiše Akonča.
Again, these are two strands of protesters. The one that think that a reformist government can still achieve change in Iran. This would be to a certain extent the same that happened with Venezuela, especially if there is an international intervention that would bring reformists to power, that would make political changes, especially canceling the things that are more controversial, like the leading role of the Ayatollah guides, or those who want a complete change, but in this case there is a political vacuum because there are no oppositionists that are enough structured to organize the political change, elections and oppositions that could lead the country at the moment. Of course, all the groups that we mentioned, from monarchists, MEC, other groups that are considered as terrorists in Iran, they don't have the strength, the power, the constituency to organize elections and to achieve political goals.
Del študentov se medtem pridružuje proti protestom. Podporniki vlade so na univerzitetnih kampusih zažigali izraelske in ameriške zastave ter skandirali smrt Ameriki in smrt šahu. Med njimi in protivladnimi protestniki prihaja do pretepov. Nasprotovanje protestom pojasni sogovornik.
Of the students support the idea of a possibility of a regime change that is led by a pro-monarchy stand. Of course, many of the other students are against this kind of approach. They consider it as strongly infiltrated and motivated by Israel's goals and Western influences in the country. But since the protests started, many of the youth participating in them had this kind of idea that there would have been some US involvement or airstrikes or a foreign intervention that could help the protesters. This motivated many young people to take part in them, but this never happened because Trump only has the target to talk about the Iranian policies with the lack of understanding as well of the internal dynamics and the idea of capitulation that should be the target of the US forces in Iran. So, for example, when Trump talk about a possible intervention of the U.S., probably means something that goes against the nuclear program, because this is why what is asked to the U.S., or against the missile program that is present in Iranian territories, not necessarily an overthrow of the existing regime. So, in this, on this misunderstanding, many protesters wait for such an intervention that never materialized. And that's why still many of the protests that have been taking place in recent weeks have been harshly repressed. On the other hand, there is still a support for the Islamic Republic. So there are thousands of people that protest and they are hand in hand with Khamenei policies. They perceive them as anti-imperialist and anti-Israel in the, against the Israeli interest in the region, and this idea of Iran and the leading role in the axis of resistance, especially in reference to the Gulf War, that is motivating them to still support the Islamic Republic. So we are still in a context of hyperpolarization of the two sides.
Del študentov, ki protestira proti vladi, tvega resnejše sankcije od nasprotovanja sošolcev. Pripadniki milice Basič so v sodelovanju z upravo na Univerzi Shahid Beheshti v Teheranu v nedeljo izvedli preiskave študentskih domov z namenom identifikacije protestnikov. Po poročanju iranskih medijev represivni organi aretacij na kampusih niso izvajali, so pa vodstva univerz osumljenim protestnikom vstop na kampuse prepovedala. 4/5 univerz predavanja izvaja prek spleta. Na nekaterih to poteka od januarja, druge se s prekinitvijo predavanj v živo odzivajo šele na študentske proteste začete med vikendom. Direktor Tehnološke univerze Šarif v Teheranu je študentom sporočil, da je generalno državno toživstvo sprožilo postopke proti protestnikom in da jih univerza ne bo branila. Po besedah nekdanjega študentskega aktivista imajo oblasti na univerzah hovaduhe, ki poročajo o študentih, ki kritizirajo politični vrh. Protivladni protestniki tvegajo izključitev z univerze in aretacijo.
Well, they are facing a very heavy repression from the university, because you have to know that Iran, all universities are being controlled by the state, and not like they're not statelessly owned, but the state have agents everywhere, and dictator himself has special office in every campus. Also, what they do in Iran is that they put in some students, quote unquote, that are not really students, but these are just secret service agents and people related to the state. So these people are making cases against other university students, so they can be persecuted in the courts and, you know, charged with some crimes, which are crimes against the state. So what will happen to these students is that probably they will lose their position at university. They're going to get fired. They're going to get jailed. And in some cases, like happened 2 days ago, they can get killed in the campus or outside the campus. And there are so many people that are currently arrested, and we are trying to gather their names, but they are, so far we cannot really identify them. Because they entered the university campus with some ambulances, again, quote unquote. But within ambulances are security forces. So they will take students out of the campus so they can persecute them harsher and faster.
Iranske oblasti so protestnike opozorile, da imajo pravico do protesta, vendar ne smejo prestopiti tako imenovanih rdečih črt, kar vključuje na primer skrunjenje državne zastave. Omejitve in relativno permisivnost do študentskih protestov na deklarativni ravni komentira Akonča.
Red line for them is everything almost. If you are saying anything against the current regime is a red line. If you are advocating for Reza Pahlavi, Princess Pahlavi is also a red line. If you are tearing apart the flag of Islamic State is a red line. If you are demanding freedom and democracy is also a red line. So these are, everything you do is basically a red line. So they say that you can protest as long as it is peaceful, but the moment you protest, they say that you are passing the red lines, and then you are eligible to get persecuted, killed and arrested.
Kljub zatrtju protestov proti Islamski republiki, ki je obsegalo aretacije, policijske ure, izklop interneta in usmrtitve, se je protestno gibanje uspelo obnoviti. Razpoke v represiji so se po enomesečnem zatišju pokazale na univerzah. Offside je pripravil vajenec Tim.